Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Is it wrong of me, Bob and Tyler Kennedy, to want my daughter to go to college at a place where I can visit and play golf, and that be the only criterion?
Tyler, did you know he's become a golf addict in just three short years?
Talking.
He hated it to the point where I brought it up, and he would say, I don't want to talk about golf. I hate golf. It's not good. I said, wait a minute. There are a lot of people who play golf. It's, athletes play all the time. Now he's hooked on golf more so than anyone I know.
I don't care if she gets an education or a job. I want her to go to school in Florida or North Carolina near great golf courses. That's all I care about.
You want to see a palm tree when you go.
Exactly.
Exactly.
No, he doesn't want to see one off the tee, though. You don't want to see a palm tree when you hit it. You want to be around it.
Let's talk about these Penguins, Tyler. Kyle Dubas is shooting down reports that there's a fire sale pending. I guess it all depends on how you define fire sale. Certainly guys are going to be moved. Marcus Pettersson, it seems like a foregone conclusion. If you were running the Penguins right now, would you opt for total blow up? Would you want to add to the team if they get back toward the playoff race? Like, what should the overall philosophy of Fenway Sports Group and Kyle Dubas be?
Well, I think I'd be selling, in my opinion, just because if you lost, you haven't made the playoffs 2 years in a row, you're not sure this year, you know, and you're still on the fence this year. And I think with the guys they have, I think they do need to move into the, maybe, you know, no one says rebuild, but reconstruct their roster with younger guys. Like, and, you know, you can't keep adding guys. And to get guys, you got to give up guys. You got to give up prospects. And we don't really have much to give up. You know, you're more trying to unload some bigger contracts, some guys to get some younger guys. So when you do look at, like, you know, when you watch Washington, you know, their older guys are slow. Like, Ovi's slow. But the other guys they bring in are fast. They're guys, they're just little speedsters, and they make the whole team fast. And I love watching the game against Washington because I was like, wow, this is kind of where I would like to see the Penguins go. Every time they had the puck, they chipped the puck in, and they let their young guys run and gun.
Smart.
Yeah, like that's why the Penguins had so much trouble with them, because every time the Washington Capitals got over the red line, they chipped the puck in, and they used their young guns, their young speedsters to go get the puck, and then their old guys kind of filled in the other, played smart, you know? And that's how you have to play in the new NHL. If you try to outskill guys or outskill teams, it doesn't work, because teams are very good defensively now. And with the Penguins, with what they have and how their team's constructed, it's like they're like in between everything right now, you know, and that's tough to kind of break that. And I think with this deadline, you're going to really see, one, where Kyle Dubas is going with the team, because I still believe in Kyle Dubas. I still think he's a great GM. I still believe the Penguins are in the right direction. I just don't think things have worked out like he thought they were, and I think he's redoing his plan maybe and seeing, hey, if we do this, now we're going here, you know. But again, I do think Kyle Dubas has still got the right plan, but he's got to make moves at the deadline.
Easier said than done, though, with guys who have no trade clauses. How do you get around that? If you're trying to move certain guys, if you talk about high-end salaries, there are only so many on the team that you can point to, and many of them have no trade clause or at least partial trade clauses.
But I think, you know, at the end of the day, that hockey's a business, and there's ways to get guys out of the town. You know what I mean? If you put them in the right situation where they want to go, or like, hey, well, you know, this is what's going to happen. We're going to either put you on waivers or do something, you know, like – I know right now some of those guys, they ain't going to go to Wilkes or get put on waivers. You know, I think there's ways to get guys to move their contracts. And if you're a guy that's on a big contract and they come to you like, hey, would you waive your no trade? Like most guys would, I would think, unless you're going to a team like Winnipeg, most guys would waive their no trade, because as soon as you say that, the team is telling you they don't want you anymore. They want to get rid of you. And usually if you're not wanted, the pride those NHL guys have, they're going to want to get out of here as soon as possible.
Tyler Kennedy joining us 10 to 11 every Thursday. This is the maiden voyage here. The fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Listen to this show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry Contest. Run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. I think the flashpoint for this whole thing is Rickard Rakell, and reading guys like Josh Yowie, I get the impression that they're not going to move him, to which I say, honestly, Tyler, I don't think the Penguins have any business keeping a soon-to-be 32-year-old guy who you'd be selling probably at the high point of his entire career. He's got years left on his deal, he's reasonably priced, and he might be a top three forward. He is, I think, a top three forward on the trade market. You have to strike there. The best reason for not doing that, it seems, is that, well, you have to appease Sid. He's doing well with Sid, and you got to at least throw Sid a morsel. And I do hear that part of it, where he has somebody to play with. What do you make of that, the Rakell situation?
One, he's had a great year. Like, he came out just firing this year. The guy's had an unbelievable year. But this is where I think if you get rid of a guy like Rakell, like, you're breaking everything down. You know, you're selling off everything. And him saying, no, it's not going to be a fire sale, like, I don't think he wants everyone knowing he's willing to sell everyone, even the players. You know, I think.
Or the fan base that pays tickets.
You know, exactly. You can't be like, I'm getting rid of everything. You know, like, I don't think he wants that. But I do think everyone is for sale except Sid, you know. And with Rakell, like, if you get a high pick, like, usually at 35, most guys fall off and they start feeling their age. Even 34, especially now, like, your prime is like 20 to 26, and then you start falling. He's 32. Last year he didn't have a great year. This year he's lighting the lamp.
Probably sell high, man. Sell high.
Yeah, and exactly. And I think maybe we made this mistake with Gino, right? Remember, Gino was unbelievable in 18. You can probably get a lot for him. But for Rakell, like, I would think you'd get rid of him just because of the year and just the return you're going to get. Like, if you can get a young stud, I don't like getting draft picks because you never know how they're going to work out. If I get a young guy that I'm like, wow, I can kind of get this guy's played in the league, I just think he needs a different opportunity, I think this is a good fit, I think I would do it.
Bob, I think you'd get a first round pick and a prospect for him right now, because of there's not many forwards out there, and the ones like Brock Nelson are pending UFAs. I think people will be very attracted to Rakell right now.
Oh, especially because they know what they have in terms of money involved, the contract status, and the fact that he's having his best year since the Penguins acquired him. So everything points to that happening. Are you concerned about the goalie situation? And I say that only because I think Blomqvist is really good, and I think he needs to get a little runway, show what he can do. They have a couple of other guys in there. What would you do with Jarry? He's just sitting in there, and, you know, down in – at some point you have to either buy him out or say – or does he come back? Do you think he's the kind of guy who can – you know, channel it the right way and get back to where he once was, which was an all-star performance during the regular season?
Wow, that's a tough question, Bob. Especially with Jari.
Bob, like, that was a very intricate question.
Yeah,
but we've been talking about goaltending the whole year here. It seems,
yeah,
you know,
and that's just, I think the biggest problem over the last 2 years was goaltending. Yeah, right. I think that was the difference.
Power play last year, I thought,
was goaltending
and goaltending. But this year, the power plays have been good.
Like, if he's in, like, I don't think the right play for him would be ever to come back to the Penguins. You know, I think he needs a change of scenery, as in a different organization, because right now, if he ever got called up, even I know he came up with the right attitude. If anything went wrong,
yeah,
people are going to go crazy on him, you know, and you don't want that as a goal. You don't want that extra pressure. There's enough pressure on you back there as it is. You don't want to be like, hey, I fumbled a puck once, they scored. Now the fan base, I can't even stop a good puck and they celebrate. You know, he just didn't have a good run, you know, and I just think he needs a different organization to go to. I obviously think it's pretty expensive to buy him out and just kind of let him walk, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, but for him to come back up, I don't think that's happening. And for Blomqvist, I think he's got a lot of maturing to do. I think he's got a lot of, he needs more experience at the NHL level. And do I feel good about the goalie situation? Like, I don't feel unbelievable, but I feel better than I did. Mm. You know, I feel better. At least I feel like we got a game plan for the next 2 or 3 years. Like, this Blomqvist going to come in and eventually fill that role of a starting goalie that makes me feel good. You know, like I see some kind of future, which is good.
Tyler, we appreciate the time, man. We'll do it next
Thursday. It goes fast,
Thursday.
Doesn't it?
That was a quick hour.
I thought we were going to get to the Steelers. No, I know. That was real quick. But
he wants to get in Steelers.
Oh, we'll get to Steelers. Believe me, we will.
They just need more time.
We appreciate it, man. That was fun. We'll do it again next Thursday. Yes? Same time, same station. Bob will have his outfit plan. Does your wife plan out days in advance, Bob, or just the night before? Does she have your week ready?
I'm not going to give you so much here that people are going to think she. But now she has a figure. She has a. There's a.
Show us.
Well, I was going to do that a few times. Say, this is what she. Do you approve of what she's done? You know, I don't know.
Is there a theme to it? Like, why the gray and black today? Does she announce a theme for the day that she wants you to live up to?
No, or? I think it's more predicated on the weather.
Yeah.
You know, but I think as far as like suits for television,
right?
She has a rotation and accessories all figured out. And there's a I don't know.
She probably has a better.
There's a lot of ways we can swing this thing. You know, this is a great lucky shirt.
This is amazing.
You know, I need some lucky shirts.
Thank you, Tyler.
Thanks, guys.
All right,
see
Tyler.
You, man.